Red Deerians are seeing a lot of moths in the community this summer. There is an outbreak of forest tent caterpillars every 10 or so years. These caterpillars prefer to feed on aspen and poplar trees. The caterpillars were observed earlier this year. When those caterpillars become moths, they will be almost everywhere, said Amanda Horning, school and youth programmer with the Kerry Wood Nature Center. They're kind of doing the same thing a periodic cicada would do, so they're all coming out at the same time. When they come out at the same time, it gives them a huge population number, so even if birds or other predators eat a whole bunch of them, there will still be enough of them to lay their eggs. The amount of time in between outbreaks varies based on location, Horning noted. In historic records, they'll cut down aspen trees and look at the rings. Through this they can tell when the last outbreaks were for hundreds of years, she said. An outbreak period could come every 10 years or 3 to 6. It really depends where you are. Here in Red Deer we're closer to the prairies, so the times are going to be longer in between the cycles than they would in a more forested area. The forest tent caterpillar has one generation per year, according to the Government of Canada's website. In the spring, usually late April to early May, eggs hatch and larvae begin feeding on newly emerging leaves. The caterpillars leave a webbed tent on the trees. That's because instead of cocooning alone, they'll cocooning together in a big mass, Horning said. The caterpillars will completely defoliate the trees. It won't kill the trees, but people will get concerned about their leaves getting eaten. At first, all larvae from one egg mass feed together on one or a few leaves. During the first 4 to 5 instars, larvae are gregarious. Older larvae may wander in search of more food, especially when populations are high. Feeding continues for several weeks until larvae are full grown, usually mid to late June, depending on the region. Mature larvae usually require 2 weeks for pupation, which typically occurs in late June. Adults usually emerge at the end of June to early July. These outbreaks can last 2 to 5 years. Several natural factors play a role in regulating forest tent caterpillar populations once outbreaks have developed, the Government of Canada states. Parasitoids and natural predators, such as birds that eat larvae and moths, can often be important forms of natural control. The most important parasitoid is the large flesh fly, Sarcophaga aldrichi, which targets forest tent caterpillar pupae. Its populations increase rapidly after the start of a forest tent caterpillar outbreak where it can destroy up to 80% of the pupae within a population, states the government website. There are also a number of natural diseases such as microsporidia, fungi, nuclear polyhedrosis virus, NPV, or cytoplasmic polyhedrosis virus, CPV, which also can be important regulators of populations. Horning asked Red Deerians to be mindful of the moths. Moths are very fun to look at, but if you can, try not to touch them because your fingers will hurt the scales on their wings, she said.